September 25th is an important day. It's the walk to end Alzheimer's. And joining us this morning to talk about the walk and how you can get involved, we have Tatanish Campbell. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Now, congratulations. You are this year's chair of the event.
Yes. I have a co-chair, Brittany Foster McCorkle, and she couldn't be with us today.
Okay. Fantastic. What do we need to know about this walk?
It's slowly approaching, everybody. I mean, it's almost time. It's September the 25th. The opening ceremony is at 9:45 a.m., and then the walk starts at 10. We're very excited. It's going to be downtown at Fountain Park, 300 East Main Street. It's going to look a little bit different. If we walk in person, we won't have the flower garden planted like we have in the past, but we will have our different color flowers out. We will be practicing all of the CDC guidelines and measures, making sure that people are using hand sanitizers as they move from booth to booth. We have sponsors that will be joining us that day around the perimeters of the park.
So if folks listening right now, if they're not part of a team, what does it look like for them? How do they need to sign up and what's required of them?
They just need to go to www.alz.org, and then you'll put in Rock Hill for the walk or the zip code 29730. It'll take you straight to the page, and at that time you can register, form your team, start donating. If you already have had a team in the past, you'll just put in your past login information and go from there, start sending out information and start fundraising.
I love the fact that you mentioned the sponsors will be on site. Tell us about some of the things, some of the sponsors that we can see there and the benefit of having such sponsors available for conversation.
Those sponsors signed up early and really are the front runners for this walk being successful. We have CVS, which is a national sponsor, as well as Edward Jones. Then locally, we have Harbor Chase, we have Agape Care, and a list of other sponsors that have joined us. And those sponsors come in with a bang. They come in and really set the stage for everybody else to go ahead and start fundraising. And so also we have our Champions Club, where individual members are fundraising. If you fundraise at least $500, you become a Champion Club member. If you fundraise at least $1,000, you become a Grand Champion member. And then if you raise over $2,500, I think you become an Elite Champion member.
And this, of course, we're talking about the Walk to End Alzheimer's. It will take place Saturday, September the 25th, downtown here in Rock Hill at Fountain Park. The walk begins at 10, but you need to get there early just to register, mingle, meet some folks, of course, following all the guidelines given the world we live in right now. We're going to learn some information later today if the event will switch to virtual or stay in person. Regardless, though, the mission stays the same. Every dollar raise gets us that much closer to finding a cure. And didn't we, in raising money, we've helped the walks in Alzheimer's to help with like a medicine. It has led to a breakthrough, and many credit the funding for that research came from walks held across the country.
That's right, Mr. McFadden. You are correct. All of the funds raised through the Walk to End Alzheimer's further the care, support, and research. That means that different people who have family history of dementia can take part in different trials and learn what is contributing to so many people being diagnosed at a younger age.
Mm-hmm. And this, you may have answered my question, but I wanted to ask you, why is it so important for really anyone and everyone to pay attention to Alzheimer's? Mm-hmm. We know currently it doesn't have a cure. Treatment is still, you know, showing some promise. But wow, when I think about clinical trials, I think about the money that's necessary to fund the scientific side of it. But you're right, family members, you know, that want to step up and begin to see if maybe there's some kind of marker where we could be better prepared earlier. Earlier is better in terms of the treatment of Alzheimer's.
That's right. It's so important that we all do what we need to do to find out our family history and find out what are some of the contributors that may have led to your grandmother or your uncle or someone in your family. And I would love to see more people be able to come out and represent with the color flowers. Mm. You know, you have the blue flower for someone who actually has Alzheimer's. You have the purple flower for someone who's lost someone with Alzheimer's. You have the yellow flower for someone who supports or is a caregiver. Then you have the orange flower for someone who may not have been directly affected, but they are walking and supporting because they want to find the cure, which will be the white flower.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing. What is your personal connection to Alzheimer's?
My maternal grandmother, who raised me, my mother was 15 when she had me. My maternal grandmother was diagnosed with dementia in 2006 or 2007. Mm. And it was really hard for us to adjust to it. Culturally, we just did not know a lot about it. And she was able to kind of hide it. I'll let you know. And until she kind of wandered off, and then she ended up going into assisted living and then eventually skilled nursing. And then she passed away June the 30th of 2008. So I most definitely take this to heart. I've lost other family members since then to this disease. And I'm going to tell you, it does not discriminate. People who are younger are coming in contact with this disease and are being diagnosed at an earlier age. And then people who are older who are living alone, you can only imagine how many people who haven't had socialization during this quarantine and COVID, how many people are discovering that their loved ones do actually have some form of Alzheimer's or dementia.
They call it the long goodbye, and that you can see why it's just
you watch a person basically fade away.
Yeah.
Or either revert back to being childlike.
Yeah.
And it's one of the hardest things I've ever watched.
At the walk, and again, we'll find out today, but hopefully it will be in person. We certainly understand if it goes to virtual, but the most exciting, moving part of that is when we celebrate the different pinwheels and everyone in the crowd that's holding that color pinwheel, we ask them to hold it up high.
Right.
And to celebrate each one of them where they are in their journey. And it's just so powerful and so moving. And it does affect all of us.
It does.
It's just unbelievable. But
and it's not something that you have an opportunity to necessarily talk about when you're out and about, because it is a heavy subject.
Yeah. It's very heavy.
But when you are at an event
and
you are surrounded with support, information and love, that is the time, and it is just it's a picture that never leaves you because you suddenly realize how impactful Alzheimer's is and continues to be in our community.
Yes, it is.
And people probably think they're alone. No one knows what I'm going through. I know people want to help, but they don't understand. But the walks in Alzheimer's, my goodness, it's a support group on steroids. I mean,
especially
you will find every single person with a story and a connection, and that's all
right.
They want to do.
That's right.
All right. Well, mark on your calendar, September 25th at Fountain Park. We're going to keep saying that. Hopefully it will happen.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
But regardless,
speak it into existence.
If it's in person or virtual, again, the mission is still the same. Walk, raise some dollars, $5, $10. It certainly adds to the pot. Nickel and dimes, remember, make dollar bills, but just do your part. Sign up, get signed up today. That website, one more time.
It's www.alz.org, and then you'll just put in Rock Hill as your location. Join a team, start fundraising. Let's find a cure.
Love it. September 25th, right here in Rock Hill.
Great job. Tatanish Campbell, this year's event coordinator for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, happening September 25th. Come back and see us. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
All right. And of course, Lucas.
Yes.
Yeah, MC.
Yeah.
How many years now?
Oh, my goodness. My 4, 5, 6 years. As long as they've had it here, they've asked me. And
well, you must be doing a good job.
Honored to be part of it. Yeah.
Okay. He does. Thank you.